This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's time to fight evil by moonlight and win love by daylight, because this is our Sailor Moon RPG here on Hyper RPG. Chat, you guys voted for this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm very excited to say that we are delivering. A couple of weeks ago, we did a stream during Church of Boredom of Betrayal at House on the Hill, and during that stream, we basically told the chat if we raised $5,000, then or $500, damn, $5,000, that'd be great. That's our goal tonight. Just kidding. But that's fine if you want to donate $5,000.
Please.
If we raised $500, then we would allow them to vote on a one-shot RPG that we would do in the future. And the options were Firefly, Hot Rod, Stranger Things, and Sailor Moon. And here we are.
Sailor Moon.
So tonight we just have a gathering of awesome ladies who are here to save the future. They're a bunch of cool 30th century Crystal Tokyo teens.
I was going to say, cool 30-year-olds. Like, oh, damn.
Also that, at least over here. Anyway, moving on. So, of course, guys, it would not be a show here on Hyper RPG if there was not some way for you guys to affect the gameplay tonight. So, I'm going to go over what our incentives are. First of all, your basic donation of $10. You guys are familiar with Sailor Moon. You know that most of the lackeys, the kind of the Yoma or the Daimon or the droids or the Lemurez, they all are a little odd. They're usually made up of three or four really bizarre things. So it'll be like a shoe butt, a vacuum cleaner hand, and an elephant nose. So tonight I'm gonna need your help to create Yoma. So anytime you donate $10 and use hashtag Yoma, give me a component that is going to go into the next Yoma that appears.
Oh,
every $30, a Yoma will be generated from your donations. So get creative, guys. Make this fun and difficult for me. Also, of course, if you guys are familiar with Sailor Moon, you know that the Sailor Guardians get more powerful as time goes on, and you guys are going to be very essential in doing that today. For every $25 raised towards an individual character, and this doesn't have to be single $25 donations, you can add cumulatively to a character if you just want to donate, like, $5 to Astrid, you can just use hashtag Astrid and put $5, but every time we reach $25, a new awakening will be unlocked, which will be a new power that they can use at their disposal. Right now, they basically all only have their equivalent of, like, Moon Tiara action / boomerang. So they're gonna want to get
sparkly boomerang.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's boomerang in some versions and action in others, and magic in the Deke dub. And additionally, for every $50 raised towards an individual character, they will be awarded a plot point. We are using the Catalyst Labs Q system, which is the same system that was used for the Valiant Vanquished RPG that we used to do here on Hyper RPG. We've repurposed it for a number of one-shots, and that is what we are playing today. And anytime a character gets a plot point, that is essentially a future automatic success that they can use at their disposal, so long as what they are basically describing is an epic two-page spread that makes sense within the story. It's not wacky GM powers like on Perception Check or something. I know as somebody who has abused those powers in the past. Here are some fun overall goals that are happening as well. Every $100 we raise today, Tuxedo Mask will show up. Tuxedo Mask will show up.
Did he get kidnapped?
No, he's going to imbue words of wisdom.
Is it memory loss
or hypnotism?
Does he throw roses at us?
We'll see. Along with his words of wisdom, the players will get a random stat boost. At $250. We will unlock a disguise pen that the girls will be able to use, which might be very helpful for them in certain situations. At $500, they will unlock Luna P.
Yay!
I'm glad I brought that. And you'll see why this is important within the context of the story. And then finally, at $1,000, they will unlock the Rainbow Moon Chalice, and they will all be able to achieve their super forms and have max stats on everything.
Oh my god!
So at $1,000, people are going to get real OP. Also,
let's do it.
If we get to that $1,000 goal, we will be giving away a Corsair headset. I don't know if you guys saw these headsets that were beautifully modeled by myself and Michelle. I believe it is a pinned tweet on Hyper's Twitter right now. So feel free to go check those out and see why you definitely want to get one of those. So there you go. That's all the incentives broken down. If you guys have any questions, the mods in chat can very willingly and wonderfully help you out. They are fantastic so that you guys can contribute to the gameplay in a way that is rewarding for you. All right, so then without further ado, let's all go to the far, far future, to Crystal Tokyo. We are at the Sailor Guardian Academy, and gathered in class are five young Sailor Guardians in training. They're all in their culture class right now. Right now they're waiting for their teacher to arrive. The camera pans across all of their beautiful faces and first settles on a young woman who seems a little bit uncomfortable. She's dressed in like icy shades of blue. She's kind of keeping to herself, but she's right next to somebody who just exudes a quiet, intelligent confidence. We have Ira, who is an ice senshi of sorts, having a little self-doubt. Next to the very self-assured Archimedes, aka Archie, to all of her friends. Down from her, decked out in the latest fashion from future Paris, is a cool and beautiful transfer student.
Bonjour.
Her name is Astrid. Slightly behind Astrid is a girl who seems like she's uncomfortable, but she's trying very hard to fit in. She's convinced that she's supposed to be here and she's going to prove herself. And that is Mara. And then right to Mara's side is another young woman who seems to be lost in thought, keeping to herself, maybe tuned in to the emotions and thoughts of all of her other classmates, and that is Psyche. So ladies, you're all in your classroom, you're having you have a little bit of time to kind of chat with each other before school starts today, or this particular class. It's after lunchtime, this is an afternoon class. So you have a little time to talk amongst yourselves and, you know, talk about your hopes and dreams and what you did this weekend or your big plans for your future.
Why is the teacher looking out of your element today? What's going on?
I don't know. I had another talk with my mom last night, and she keeps threatening to pull me out of the academy. She wants me to follow being an advisor just like her to Serenity, and I can't do that. I want to be here. I want to be a Sailor Guardian. She just doesn't see how amazing and wonderful the Sailor Guardians are.
I mean, they are right. I've read about them in my school, but they seem okay. They're all right for Guardians.
All right.
They do their best. But an advisor, that sounds like a very important job.
That's my mom for you. She's so impressive. Arissa, the court advisor, and her tiny, stumbling daughter, Ira.
Okay, well, you know, what you probably should do is just respond to her intellect. Like, she sounds like a very intellectual person, so just lay it out for her, pros and cons of why you would make a good Sailor Guardian, as opposed to making an advisor.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Thank you, Archie.
Yeah, no worries.
Being a guardian is the most important thing that any of us could ever do, so your mom needs to see that.
Okay.
Intense.
You're Mara, really fired up, Mara.
Yeah, you've always been so about the Sailor Guardians.
I mean, yeah, aren't you guys? Like, this is really important to do. This is what I was born to do, so.
I just consider it to be the best possible fit for me and for my skills.
Right, same.
Psyche, you're real quiet.
I'm just, you know, I'm really, I love being here, and I love the idea of being a Sailor Guardian, but sometimes when I think about dedicating myself to the royal family, that's where I have some mixed feelings about that, so I'm just working through that, that's all.
What?
Well, sometimes you don't dedicate yourself to two people, you dedicate yourself to your country, like
that's
me.
That's true.
I'm here to learn from you, but I...
Didn't you leave your country?
Yeah, I'm here on a semester abroad, thank you very much. Well, I'm a transfer student, thank you might have heard my introduction, it was very nice.
Do Sailor Guardianship transfer over to country?
In the 30th century, Sailor Guardians are everywhere.
What do you think? There's only one Crystal Tokyo, there's no Crystal Paris or Crystal New York?
Think of this as... Think of Crystal Tokyo and the 30th century as being like My Hero Academia, where like pretty much everybody's got superpowers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just the particular, there are particular girls who are more gifted than others and destined to be Sailor Guardians and have some sort of tie to a star, a constellation, or some sort of object that gives them Sailor Guardian power.
So that's what right, I'm voice from the sky. Did you know Tokyo is not the only place with strong guardians? We have them in France as well.
Yes, but it stands to reason, Astrid, that you would want...
Two components for a new hashtag. You have tiny T-Rex arms and a computer mouse.
Tiny T-Rex arms.
And a computer mouse? Great.
It stands to reason, Astrid, that you would want to study in Crystal Tokyo because the strongest sailor guardians come out of here as opposed to any other country.
Oh. Well, that time is coming. This is not exactly what you call a democracy out here, so... Well, we haven't done that before as well. It does not last too long.
Well, I'm sure, Astrid, you can become the first really impressive Sailor Guardian of Crystal Perry.
I absolutely agree with you, and that is what's going to happen.
I bet by the end of the semester you'll stay. I don't think you'd ever go back.
I don't know if we'll have a season two. So.
Oh. As you guys are carrying on your conversation, your professor waltzes in. You guys, of course, recognize her with her beautiful turquoise hair. She is Michiru, aka Sailor Neptune, who is your culture professor.
Oh god.
My girls, you are spirited today.
Hello, Professor.
Hello, Professor Michiru.
Hello.
I was just about to tell everybody that everybody's invited to my dad's shop afterwards, Sujitos. We're having an ice cream special. He's trying out some new flavors.
Wow. Your dad's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So I wish I had a dad.
Yeah.
Damn.
You and me both.
Oh.
Is that it?
I heard a notification. Okay, anyway, we'll keep going. My, what a fantastic transition into our lesson for today.
Is it about dads?
It's about missing long hair.
Oh, no. It's about 90s culture.
Ooh. I've heard about that.
The 90s are so weird. They don't make sense.
But they're so beautiful.
It truly was a confusing time. You know... There were some people back then that didn't understand that love is a beautiful thing that can happen between any people, and, you know, they tried to explain it away and instead just created something that seemed kind of like incest.
I guess I've heard of this cousin's debacle.
Yes. It was quite the debacle. Now...
That and the whole coming in out of the Reaganomics thing.
That was an interesting time.
Well, it was quite an interesting time. But there were also all kinds of wonderful things during the 90s as well. Like, arcades and...
Skip it!
Oh my gosh.
Here's another hashtag you may part. A smork.
A what?
A snork?
A spork?
A spork?
I heard snork.
Oh. A snark?
I heard a snork. Oh, a spork. Yeah, it is a spork. It is a spork. All right. So, yeah, Sailor Neptune is trying to, she's like filling you in on like, oh, all the wonderful things that happened in the 90s, like shopping malls and arcades.
Swap bracelets. Skip it.
Exactly. And you know that Haruka used to be a race car driver, and she would go and she would show up all of the girls playing at the arcade, and basically, like, just as she says that, as if on cue, Haruka comes in and she's all like, you know, cool looking. She's wearing a suit, obviously. And she's...
How high-waisted are her pants?
Yeah, they're like
Like into her elbow.
Into her elbow. Yeah, exactly. Like basically almost up to her boobs.
Yeah, extremely pleated.
Oh, yeah. The pleats on them are magnificent.
Okay. Oh, okay, got it.
As she starts to hike her skirt up.
Okay. Awesome. And she comes in and she's like, ah, Michiru. She's leaning on something, obviously.
Something's appeared.
I can just sense psychically how overwhelmed we are with attraction to her.
Actually. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, she is hot.
Yeah.
In fact, can we have, like, a soft focus and some flowers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When she walks in, it's like, that you hear, like, that do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's like a fuzzy rainbow background with sparkles and, like, just a hint of sakura petals.
Yeah.
As she's leaning in the doorway. I don't think that you should waste these girls' time with a whole bunch of nonsense about the 90s and culture and being proper ladies or whatever. I say it's time that we head out for a sparring match. What do you say, girls?
Yes!
Okay.
All right.
I think it'd be the best thing for everybody.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, Era can work out some of her feelings.
Well, yeah, I can try to be tough.
All right, ladies.
I wanted to try some new tactics.
Follow me out to the schoolyard.
She
breezes out of the doorway, and then just like it's a montage of like anime running of you guys just like popping your arms and running as fast as you can. Yeah, exactly. And then suddenly you guys are out in the schoolyard, and Haruka is standing there, and she's like, "All right, now get ready. Yurune's planet to party!" And so she transforms into Sailor Uranus. All right, ladies, now come at me. And she throws like the equivalent of like a Sailor Moon Pokeball. And out of it sprouts a Yoma. And it's got tiny T-Rex arms. And then it's got a like computer mouse sort of like where its head should be. So it's just like a really basically skinny neck with like a long head that's just a tiny computer mouse.
Okay.
And then it has a quilted cloak that just keeps like changing the squares on it. And all the squares are things that are like t-shirts from somebody's past. So it's like
a Spring Hill
Soccer Club.
I'm
ready to, I know exactly what the tactic should be.
I'm Mouse-a-mine.
Okay, so I changed.
Okay, you're going to transform? Okay, yeah. You have your call out.
Azela Star Power Makeup.
All right, so she transforms.
So my attack is I'm going to cartwheel in and unscrew the bottom of the computer mouse to drop the ball out so that it can move.
Okay, awesome.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and roll your action for me on this one. So it's a D12 plus whatever your action modifier is.
Oh, because it's a 90s mouse. I get it.
Yeah. Wow. 17.
Great, I rolled a 3, so you do it. So describe this to me.
Okay, so Acelis, who has blue and pink hair highlights, she does this aerial and roll right up to, Mouse-a-mon. To Mouse-a-mon. Where previously, unless you know like 90s culture, you didn't know about the
you can't use that mouse.
Yeah. So you see her hand reach under, and she pulls out the sparkling ball and then cartwheels back, like backflips back out.
Yeah, I love it. You do it. And on top of that, because you used your knowledge of 90s culture, Michiru is kind of off to the side and she's like, "See, Haruka, I told you that teaching about 90s culture wasn't worthless."
Yes, now it's flat-footed.
Very well done. And it's still kind of like writhing with its like T-Rex arms, but it can't control its head anymore. So it's not like totally dead, but it's still just like, it's just kind of flailing.
It's just saying, "Help me, I'm dying."
It's flailing.
Can I step in to,
absolutely,
to take down the T-Rex arms?
Heck yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to transform or are you just going to kick it?
Absolutely going to transform.
No, not today.
Antari Star Power Make Up! So what I would like to do is I want to run over and do like a handspring and land with both of my heel-booted feet and pin the arms to the ground.
Oh,
hopefully detaching it from its
body. I love
it.
Go ahead, and we will call. we'll go ahead and call that action because the main thing there is doing the flip.
Okay.
So it's a 12 plus whatever your action is.
An 8.
Great. You roll a d8 with it.
Oh, sorry. I got a 12.
Oh, that's really good.
And then I got a 4.
12 and a 4, so that's 16.
16.
I rolled a 17.
No.
So you try to do this, and you only just barely fall short. So you glide in. It looks super cool, and you like do your front flip. Everything looks beautiful. There's like a flash of light behind you, and like a splash of red background. But you land just outside of the arms. You kind of misjudged how tiny these arms were. So it's still kicking.
Still there. I decide to step in and help these poor girls.
Okay.
Oh, you fools, it's already on its back. All you got to do is push it over, you idiots. Difference crystal power makeup!
All right, so you transform.
I transform and I cast Stifling Breeze! And I try to blow it just like into a ditch.
Okay, cool. So roll a d12.
Okay.
And then add your, that one doesn't get a modifier.
Damn, that's a 10.
That is a 10. That'll do it. So you hit it, and then how much damage does that do?
Oh, how did I roll damage? D4?
Yeah, it should say where the damage is on the power.
Yep, there it is. 2.
Awesome! So you hit it, and I mean, that's enough. She already dealt plenty of damage to it before. She basically disabled it when she
I helped.
Took the ball. Awesome.
If it's laying on the ground, you just push
exactly
it into a hole.
So like the image of it is basically that like Sailor Antares is like standing over it, and then as you kind of swoop in, Zephyrus, your magic just kind of like swoops in between her legs and like deals the final blow.
See, it is easy.
And then Mara runs in and goes, Ares crystal power! Mara.
And then it's just like silence.
I'll get in there next time.
I was a little
nervous.
Well done,
you look
girls.
Awesome.
See, Haruka, I've been trying to tell you that really you need to be a complete person, and that makes you a better and stronger soldier. And as they're having this conversation, suddenly out of, like, from across the field, another professor who you know, it's your science professor, it is Sailor Mercury, or Ami, comes, like, running across the field, and she's like, Michiru, Haruka, I'm so glad I found you. You'd better come quickly.
And Archie goes, hi!
Mm-hmm. Hi. Hi,
Archie, it's your girlfriend.
Hi, Archie.
Hi.
Hi. Miss Archimedes, are you doing well
with your studies? You can call me Archie.
Are you doing well with your studies today?
Yes. In fact, I have a daily log of everything. I disabled a mouse monster.
She did really good.
Well, I rated myself fairly.
That's wonderful. Well, girls, if you wouldn't mind, class is going to have to be dismissed a bit early today.
Oh, darn.
But don't forget to study very hard. In fact, Miss Archimedes, if you could perhaps organize a study session.
Yes, absolutely.
And the cram schools that we used to have in Japan of old.
Oh, God.
I can absolutely do that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, Professor, is there something wrong?
I'm afraid that I'm not entirely sure yet. Come on, Michiru, Haruka. I think that something might be wrong with the princess.
And then they all kind of like gather and go away. So as soon as they're out of earshot,
yes,
we're following them, right?
Yes, definitely.
I think it's the only logical thing to do.
Right.
I don't know what could be. Well, I mean, everything was fine this morning at the palace when I said bye to my mom this morning.
Did she give them bad advice?
I hope. Oh, goodness. Sure, she did.
My mom has a high position in the Japanese government, and she didn't tell me anything about anything happening with the monarchy. But I kind of figure that they're all figureheads anyway.
My parents suck.
I don't have parents, so let's go with your plan and just follow them.
Well, okay, yeah,
so
let's
we
just
follow
talk
them for maybe the next hour or two, then we still have enough time to do cram school afterwards at my dad's shop.
Great.
Or maybe we don't have enough time. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we could just eat the ice cream. That'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are all going to follow them.
Yeah. Yes.
You
oh,
do it.
Heck yeah.
You no sneak away from, you like go across the square. You know that the palace is not too far away. You know, the queen likes to keep everybody like kind of close. By. And as you arrive at the palace, of course, it's not unguarded, you come to the door. And it's just, they're not like fancy sailor guardians. None of the sailor guardians are standing guard. It's just kind of regular palace guards, and they're all decked out. They have like fancy moon looking cloaks and like headdresses. They are ladies, of course.
Yeah.
And are you gonna just try to go in through the palisades?
I wanna persuade them since my mom and I look, my mom works there, so.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we push the people who are yeah,
you could go ahead
and hide in the back a little bit.
And I address the guards by name.
Okay.
Hello, Enra, hello, Petra. I just brought my friends here. They want to meet with my mom this afternoon.
With your mother?
It's a field trip.
Yes.
She's going to consult us about whether or not we would want to pursue advising mm-hmm. careers.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'm going to have all three of you mm-hmm. who spoke roll charisma for me. So it's a d12 plus whatever dice you roll for your charisma modifier.
Come on, good dice. I'm using my own dice today, so come on, good dice.
I got a 7.
Oh no.
Maybe it's a table.
Oh, I got a 7.
I got a 3.
I rolled an 8, so
no!
No! This seems awfully suspicious. I know for a fact, Miss Ira, that you are supposed to be at your studies. Girls, go back to the school immediately.
All right, guys, let's go back to the school. And when I say that, I mean let's walk around this way and have a conversation.
Going back to the school.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
All right. School.
How high?
Study hard.
How high is the wall?
The walls are pretty high.
Unscalable. But if we stand on top of each other, it's still fine.
I mean, you could try it. You could definitely try it.
This is the person on the bottom. I say this is the person with no wind power.
Hey
guys.
If I had some of my water attacks, but
I have a freezy attack. We need to freeze anything.
I've got
a good flame cyclone.
I have an idea. We're not going to fly because I don't
have
a
blindness attack. I don't have it.
We can find it.
Remember, chat.
Solid wall that we're buying.
Solid.
Wall. Yeah, it's like a crystal wall.
Guys, I have a plan.
Oh yeah.
Yes. What we need is a rope. We tie it to like a leaf or a blanket or something, and I blow it over the top. We cook it on something. We climb up a rope.
Who has a rope?
Okay.
Who has the longest hair?
I got pretty long hair, apparently.
I also have a plan.
Okay, let's see this.
If we get one of the nearby food carts to come over to the side of the guards, then I'm sure that the guards would go and get a healthy snack.
Then we just sneak one behind. Don't you think that door is locked?
It's like an open archway that you're trying to get through
right
now.
Oh, this idea is much easier, but we're going to find it if we check.
We'll just go to those food carts right over there.
Right, exactly. Like right around the corner, they've got like the Crystal Tokyo equivalent of like the Cousins Maine lobster truck and like the Koji barbecue truck.
Oh my gosh.
All the ones that everybody loves.
What's up, future Roy Choi?
Hashtag Psyche, hashtag Astrid, hashtag Ira, hashtag Mar, hashtag
All right! You all have. So, Astrid, you have up through your $50 power.
Oh!
And you also have a plot point.
Wow.
Psyche, you have your 25 unlocked.
Hey.
Ira, you have your 25 unlocked. Mara, you have your 25 unlocked. And Archie, you have your 25 unlocked.
Thank you!
Now you all have two abilities, at least, that you can use. And Astrid has 3. And Astrid, you also have a plot point.
Right.
Which you can use for an automatic success.
Oh.
But again, remember, you have to describe exactly how it goes, and it needs to make sense within the story. And you can hang on to it to use it anytime.
I will hang on to it.
All right. So you're over by the food trucks now.
Hey, future Roy Choi, why don't we wheel that over to those guards? They're really hungry, but they're too polite to leave their post. And we just want to look out for them as future guardians ourselves.
Okay, awesome. Can you roll a charisma for me?
Yes.
Get him, Psyche.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe in you.
Did you just read their minds?
I wish.
I'm not sure how powers work.
I rolled a 9, so they're not totally convinced.
Does anybody have any money?
Shall I use my plot point?
You can if you want.
Yeah, let's just burn it.
Okay, you're going to use plot point? Yeah, awesome. So describe to me what happens.
The guy who just spoke to you, he looks at his future phone. They have phones, they get texts.
Yeah, they're not like, they have like the Crystal Tokyo equivalent of iPhones.
Kimoyo beads.
Oh, yeah. He opens his he flips open his watch or whatever with the beads on it, and he gets a text from his boss saying, guys, we gotta make these sales a little higher this month. You're all out of jobs, so do whatever you need to do. Drive around, find some people, you know, call them all over. You guys gotta do something. Guy panics. He's like, yeah, Fred, this is not looking too good. I wish you do what that girl says. We should get some more business going before we all lose our jobs. So that guy has an indistinct accent. And so they decide to, what did she say, go over or to bring them over?
Yeah,
to
go over.
Gonna, like, go over.
They decide, just... they decide to move their truck where there's more people, which is over by the guards in front of the palace. Oh, they'll go on lunch break.
Okay. The guards immediately decide to go on a lunch break.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
They're so hungry.
Awesome. So yeah, the guards realize that they're overdue for their lunch break. They're super hungry.
Hard for food truckers.
And they're waiting and they're ready to go on their lunch break. Great. And they see the food trucks and they just cannot resist. So they go over and now they are gone. They're no longer in the way.
So that was brilliant.
Great job, Archie. Great job, Astrid.
Yeah, so you easily sneak into the palace. And as soon as you guys walk into the, like, archway of the palace, all of a sudden, a rose comes, like, flying down across in front of you. Wow. And it starts, but it's, like, clearly, like, not actually real. It's clearly, like, a hologram or something. And it just starts sort of, like, blinking and sparkling.
Is there a guitar riff?
Yeah.
It's like doo 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 doo. And those castanets. Yeah. And then out of somewhere in the distance, you just hear, it is a woman's eternal wish to stay beautiful in the latest fashions, to protect the wishes of all women. I am here. And you look up, and like in the rafters of the palace, is like confusingly this like young man in a tuxedo who looks kind of like a teenage version of who you know to be King Endymion. Nice. And he's just like a cape blowing in the breeze, and he just like whooshes his cape and disappears. But again, it's like a hologram. It's not real.
Oh.
I'm still in love with this hologram.
And let's see.
What a dream hologram. How do I get that for myself?
I think you can
make him if I had the proper computer.
Oh, gosh. I think you just download the app and it's a cool. Ring.
And you guys are all going to get plus one to your might rolls.
Ooh.
So inspired are you by the words of Hologram Tuxedo Mask.
Fashion.
I feel strong.
And then somebody appears, and it is who you know to be Sailor Venus, who is like the leader of the Guardians.
Yeah.
General. And she's like, I'm sorry. Anytime the Queen is in any sort of despair, that hologram just activates.
Sailor Venus, ma'am. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
What's my name?
This is Mara.
I'm Mara.
Hello. She's one of the Sailor Guardians in training, like the rest of us.
Of course, we're all students at the academy.
Ami suggested that we come and see if we could help.
Uh-oh. Yes, as extracurriculars.
Mm-hmm. That is all true.
The best way to learn is through field experience.
Absolutely.
I want to be a BAMF like you! Well, flattery will get you everywhere. So... are you aware of the situation that's going on then?
No, we don't know anything.
Well, if you could just rehash it for
Let's compare.
Us.
I mean, we think we know what's going on, but we'd love to compare information with you first.
Yes, we totally know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's easiest if I just take you there and show you.
Definitely.
Okay.
So you follow Sailor Venus like through the halls of the palace, and you go up to kind of where like the royal family's apartments are, and she leads you to the doorway of what is small lady's like bedroom, and you see that she's on her like chaise, because she has like apartments, it's a fancy palace. And if you can imagine like Marty McFly disappearing in Back to the Future, looking a little transparent.
Oh, no. I had this happen since I'm the time from this girl, actually. Yeah. More than once has this happened.
Has this already?
Yes, it happens.
It's okay.
I guess history is doomed to repeat itself.
Yeah. So what do you think is the problem, Sailor Venus?
Well, is it a time
anomaly? She's a scientist. She's not an English major.
Whenever I say Sailor Ami, I just get completely
That's okay.
Mercury.
I have trouble with big words sometimes, too.
I don't know, but I'm guessing that whatever the issue is with Small Lady, it has to be in the past.
Hashtag Yuma tuning fork.
Okay, so we have a spork and a tuning fork.
Y'all, with your utensils.
This is going to be a great Yuma.
One more.
One more fork. One more fork. It's going to be a pitch fork.
It's all forks.
It's all forks.
It's a fork Yuma.
Because if it was something that was happening in the present, I feel like she wouldn't be disappearing suddenly. Also, I don't know if you guys have felt anything odd lately, but...
And just as she's like about to finish her sentence, the ground shakes, it's like an earthquake. And you see just like a flash of somebody who you remember from your history lessons to be Emerode, who was one of the Black Moon Clan. And like basically like you're looking at where Chibiusa is and she's kind of like looking kind of peaky and fading out of existence. And where she's laying for a second, it's like a flash and you see the whole room is decorated totally differently. And Emerode's just like lounging there with her freaking fan, just like living her life. But then it goes back to what you're experiencing right now.
Did everyone just see that?
Mm-hmm. I think we have found the cause of our problem, and an old lady is causing this to happen.
Yeah, never trust old ladies.
No, of Emerald.
Does this mean that we have to go to the past?
I think it does. I mean, because you've already gone to the past before, so if you went back to the past again, then that would make a time paradox, which is a really bad thing.
Yeah.
We can go to the past!
We'll volunteer.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Hurry! Smart.
Hurry to the outskirts of Crystal Tokyo. There you'll find
pitchfork.
A chime.
Combo breaker. Soda machine. Hashtag Yuma.
Okay. Okay, Yuma.
Oh, a soda machine. Great, great. I love it. Okay. So basically, Sailor Venus explains to you guys how to get to, like, the gate of time, essentially. And so as not to create a time paradox, as you pointed out, it is in everyone's best interest to send you guys instead of themselves.
We'll do great.
Yeah. Top of the class.
Yeah.
All right. Would-be Sailor Guardians, now is your time to really prove yourselves. You're our only hope. I know that you're young, but when I was even younger than you, I had a white cat show up at my house with a crescent moon on its head that talked and tell me that I was Sailor V. So I know that you can do this.
Do you have a spare white cat that can come with us?
I don't have a cat.
I have a Pomeranian.
If we have a
Pom-Pom,
should we bring them?
Should I bring Pom-Pom with me?
Do we have time to go get pets at this point?
I think that a dog would probably blend in perfectly fine in society.
What about an owl?
Yikes. Maybe not so much.
All right, where do we get your dog?
If you feel that it would support you in your journey and not cause a distraction, then by all means.
What about my switchblades?
I think they not have those where you're going.
But mine are special.
We don't really encourage violence.
Right.
Necessarily.
Right. Oh, yeah, because the Yoma, they disappear. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. That's what the book says.
Remember, you should always rely on the power of your heart and believe in yourself. Now go fast.
Right.
I don't know how much time Small Lady has.
Let's get that dog and get going.
Yeah. And then Archie hands Sailor Venus it's a headshot of Ami. Can you have her sign this for me?
Oh my god.
When we come back, which we will.
Sure.
you see her every day. She's our teacher.
And then on the back, I have a scientific equation that I've been working on that I really like her input on.
We literally spoke to her 5 minutes ago.
It's very difficult for me to talk to her face to face.
Also, she did just say we have no time.
I understand what it's like to really worship your idols. Anyway, nice. I'll be sure to give it to her, and it'll be waiting for you when you return. Now hurry along.
Yeah, barring any sacrifice, we will.
Okay. All right, so so she takes the headshot and goes like back into the like bed chamber to be by small lady side.
Take
and,
a smooth break. Yeah. Oh my God.
And it's really weird because like Ami was in the bed chamber the whole time.
Because
she's like trying to calculate what's going on.
She was like, she heard everything.
She got her sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah, she just kind of like slips it right next to her.
Oh
like,
my God.
This is for you.
My eyes just get really big. The head gets really big.
And then you kind of like, oh, yeah, exactly. And then you have a terrible like sweat drop and just like patch mark lines down your face.
And then just like, dying purple, tiptoe out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like your body is like super deformed and you just kind of like slide out of frame instead of like actually physically moving. All right, so you guys are, you're now, you gathered everything that you need, and you're now at the gate of time.
All right.
Wow.
Is everyone ready?
Oh. I was just pushing the dog.
To go back in time and maybe die?
For some people who don't even know our names? Yes, it's going
to
be great.
Sacrifice ourselves for the greater good.
Sure.
As we should.
Well, this is where we really prove ourselves. Maybe if I save small lady, maybe my mom will support my decisions in my life.
Maybe we'll be able to just like circumvent school entirely and just become guardians if we make it through this
alive. Oh, that'd be great. You know, the closer to graduation, the closer to glory.
Exactly.
Emerald is known for her might, and I'm known for my brain, so I will make sure to defeat her, because the pen is mightier than the sword.
Then remind me, what is your dog famous for?
My dog is a Pomeranian named Pom Pom.
Okay,
and,
good.
Is it able to talk?
On its forehead?
Yes, there's a moon. There's a moon on Pom Pom's forehead.
You slap a moon on a dog's
forehead. Of course I can talk.
Oh my God, yep.
What kind of sailor guardian companion would I be if I was just a regular old dog that could just bark?
Pom Pom sassy.
Yeah. Intimidating, I like it.
Yeah,
who is he
voiced
by?
Robbie Damon. All right, guardians, let's do this.
And we all just like jump and freeze frame.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a freeze frame of you guys going on your journey. So you're like making the transition from like normal real Crystal Tokyo into the void that is around the Gate of Time. And as you do, it's one of those things where like you're transitioning in and it's a multifaceted background, but it's all like purples and greens and grays and silvers. And then it just gets that, you know when you get that like heavier line hash marking over things and it looks kind of like it was painted in charcoal or something? Mm-hmm. And it's all of you just going in at the same time. And then you get an eye catch and a commercial break and now we're back. And you are in the void of space-time. You haven't gotten to the actual gate yet. This is like where you would see Chibiusa go through all the time when she was going to hang out with Sailor Pluto, her only friend, so.
Wow, it's just like our history books described.
Is there someone guarding this time gate? Or no? Did Emerald kill them? Or?
Oh, that sounds friendly.
Something guarding this time gate, you say?
And this thing appears out of nowhere.
This thing appears.
Exactly. And it's like, I am Popfork! Popfork!
Oh, boy.
And then Popfork, like, has tuning forks for arms, so like he like bangs them together and it creates a really like terrible like vibration noise wave. So I'm gonna have all of you guys roll your might for me, please.
I have the right one.
Wait, with a plus 12.
Wait, yes,
right?
It's with a 12. 12 plus whatever your modifier dice is.
A d12? Okay.
Yeah. 10.
10, all right.
Oh, is it d12?
9.
All
right. I'm not paying attention.
6.
6.
And then we all have a plus 1.
Oh, yeah, and 10. Plus 1 then to 10. Mine. Yeah, 10.
8.
8.
Wait. D12?
D12 plus your plus whatever your dice is that is your modifier, which I think is a D10 for you.
Yeah, I got a 0 on that one though. So
that's a 10.
0 to 10.
I got a 10!
Yeah.
10!
Yeah.
19.
Oh, dang.
Nice. You were not affected by
this. She's our power girl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so what did everybody roll again?
6.
19.
Okay. 10.
D12 plus D4?
Yeah, and plus 1.
Oh, okay, so it was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13.
Sorry.
Awesome.
10.
10.
Okay, so everybody who rolled 10 and better, you're able to, like, cover your ears and resist. I'm going to say that you rolled so well that I'm going to give you a bonus action.
Ooh. Sweet.
I hashtag human peers, singing a very catchy song. Sag das Silver were doing to half time off. Halt in month's time fest when it's poor die graft. Do contest time. ALS Sailor Moon.
What?
Okay. Super, this is like a German Yoma. Okay, great. I'm just gonna write German Yoma. Yeah.
Someone's to translate in chat quickly.
Okay, great.
All right.
So you get a bonus action.
All right, so I look around, I see that we're all kind of incapacitated a little bit, covering our ears. So then I decide to use Dark Glimmer Confusion to try and confuse the enemy.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Psyche, you're going to take 1 point of damage to your armor. All of you who have transformed, you have 2 armor now.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, you all have 3 armor, except for Astrid, you have 4 because you've upgraded a couple of times.
Oh, okay. Where's armor?
All right, so 1d4.
Yeah, so you're just like...
Yes, you're going to that with a 12.
Got it.
As your modifier.
So 3?
Yeah, so whatever damage you take, mine.
So
that would be 12... Yeah, 12?
12? Awesome. Yep, that I only rolled a 5, so you are good. So describe what happens to me. You have to yell out your attack in order to use it.
Dark Glimmer Confusion! And then, so the tuning forks, you see the 2 tuning forks, like, start to vibrate really rapidly, like, a little faster than normal, way too rapidly, and he gets really, really dizzy, and he starts to, like, you see little cartoon birds, like, kind of fly
okay,
around.
Okay, super. So roll a D,
cartoon birds? I love it.
Roll a D6 for me, and let me know what you roll.
Okay.
D6.
Yep.
A 1.
A 1. So, so that happens, and like, birds and stuff go around, so it's kind of distracted, but it's not confused or blind.
Okay.
Here! I know what I can do, finally!
Can we be described what the creature looks like besides just the tuning fork hands?
The tuning fork arms, yeah. Now that you've kind of recovered from it using the tuning fork hands, it is a... So basically imagine like a big, like a Coke machine. It has basically like a soda machine for a body, and then it has 2 giant tuning fork arms, so it looks kind of like a poor man's, like, Transformer, kind of, and then it also has at its disposal in one of its tuning fork hands. You notice that it has the equivalent of a giant spork, basically, but it's also a weapon.
Cool, thank you.
Okay,
it can't confuse us anymore if it's frozen.
All right,
go All get right. him, Sailor.
I don't remember you transforming,
Sailor.
Oh, I'm late to the party. All right, don't worry. I did it now. I'm going to do it now. Polaris Star Power, make up!
Yay! And she can go through your whole transformation sequence. But of course, that all happens at like the speed of light, even though it takes 3 minutes. And she poses and does the speech. Yeah. And now she's in the fight. Yeah.
Go get him, Sailor Polaris.
All right. Yeah. Freezing blast.
All right. So that's just my 12.
Yeah, D12.
But plus 1d4.
Oh no, I used the free.
No,
I tried
she used her one that doesn't have a modifier.
The one that doesn't have a
she
modifier.
She used her lowest level.
Oh, got it. Yeah. My no moss.
Yeah.
So it's a 4.
It's a 4. I rolled a 6. So so basically, like, the Yoma is in front of you, and you, like, fire at it, and as it's coming at it, you hit it, and it just, like, makes the soda machine colder so that, like, it like, takes its, like, spork thing and, like, knocks a soda out of itself, and it's like an ice-cold Coca-Cola, and just throws it at you.
Oh, no!
The cola.
Roll your action for me.
Okay. That is this one, yeah?
Yeah. With your modifier. D10.
Oh, with my modifier. Perfect.
Yeah, so whatever your action modifier is, roll it with that.
Ooh.
Nice.
All right.
right. So that is a 14.
Great. I only rolled a 7. So you're able, oh, you're able to dodge it. Yeah.
The
exactly.
giant Coke can.
Yeah. So you're able to dodge the ice cold Coca-Cola that's going in your direction. Yeah.
All right, guys, I think we need to knock this thing down. I'm going to try out a new power that I just received from a very nice person. I love my hands in the air, and I say, Swift Celestial Whirlwinds! And I try to conjure a small swift bird out of air to attack my
A swift
enemy.
Is a type of bird.
A swift bird.
Awesome. Okay, swift of a bird. Go ahead and roll for that.
Okay. Ooh, damn, that is a
and,
two
yeah, so you
plus,
roll a 12, and then you add the modifier dice for that.
That is a 4.
A 4, yeah. I rolled a 12. Oh. Oh. So yeah, the bird happens, but it just like the slot is still open from where the Coke like came out.
Oh, no!
And so the bird just gets like sucked into the slot and extinguished.
Oh. Okay. Well, it can't. Oh,
go ahead.
Well, it can't attack what it can't see. So I'm going to use my attack because there's a 50% chance of blindness.
Nice.
So I'm going to do Deep Aqua Mist.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. We're in a,
this, 4.
That's okay. I rolled a 2.
Yay! Yay!
So odds or evens?
Even.
It's blind.
Oh, nice.
So now it's just like, pop four. it just goes full Pokemon at this point. Yeah, and it's kind of like running around blind, and at that point, like, another Yoma appears, and it's just, like, singing a song in German for some reason.
I want to attack the second Yoma, and okay. Since ice didn't work on the first one,
okay.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'm going to use Psychic Ember to make the second Yoma believe it is on fire.
All right.
Ooh, awesome.
Oh, nice. Go for it.
Psychic Ember!
All right.
And this one is... What's my other one? Light? Sorry, what's the other one I need to roll for that?
So you're going to roll the d12, and then whatever the modifier is for Psychic Ember, it says on your sheet.
I don't have a modifier.
Okay.
Oh, I do.
A 10. A 10. Well, I only rolled a 2, so you are going to describe this to me. Describe what happens.
Okay, so I'm going to do the really cool co-opted from Sailor Mars move with the finger guns, and from it, a bolt of psychic energy is going to hit the second German singing Yoma with presumable Lederhosen. and it's going to act as if it had literally burst into flames, but we won't see any flames because it's all psychic. So it's going to join its companion Yoma in flailing around and screaming its own name.
Awesome. Great. And can you roll damage for me for that?
Yes.
Also for mine, there's one dice for damage.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Damage is...
4.
4?
3.
Awesome. Great. So, Pop Fork is not doing super great right now. Pop Fork is just like, is knocking into walls. You can't even see the walls that this thing is knocking into. You're like, I didn't even know there were walls here, and it is managing to knock into them somehow. And then the singing Yoma is just like,
can we call her Maria?
Santa Maria, Florida und Dust, Hast Dein Hund, Hold den Monstein, Fenspiel. It's like a dying opera Yoma at this point.
Mara.
But it's they're both still alive.
Mara, please put one of these out of its misery.
Okay.
You're tough.
Let's try this again, shall we? Right.
And just a reminder, Matt or whoever, that to let me know anytime we hit $100 or if we hit like the 250 mark or things like that. But I do need to know every $100 because the people want to see Tuxedo Mask.
Yes,
I already have one. I got one Tuxedo Mask.
Okay, so I'm going to go after the second Yuma, okay?
Okay.
And this time... The dark glimmered confusion did not work, guys. Okay, so this time, I whip out this black ribbon. And I go, black ribbon
spiral! Okay, go ahead and roll for me.
Okay.
Very good. Great.
That's a 4.
Great, I rolled a 2, so
nice. Yay!
That'll win.
And which one are you going after?
The second.
The second one. Yes. Okay, the German
singing. Yes.
Great.
The one with the angelic voice.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So my ribbon shoots out this dark, crazy energy at the beautifully angelic opera singer.
It's like an opera singer wearing like lederhosen and steins of beer. Like it's just German. I don't know why.
It's just German.
Yeah. So then that's 1d4 damage. Is that with the d12 or just?
It's just d4 12 is for the damage. Yep.
All right. That's a one.
Oh. All right. Well, that's okay. It is now just as sad and almost dead looking as its soda machine counterpart.
Yay!
Sailor Acelis pulls out her coin purse.
Okay.
And is going to go up to the soda machine and.
Hashtag Yuma. How about an abacus as part of the Yuma?
Oh, an abacus. Okay, cool.
I feel like that one happens.
And starts pumping in, what was Japanese?
Yen.
Pumping in yen okay. To empty the coin machine, empty the soda machine, which would then empty as hell.
Okay, super. Roll your action for me. So it's a 12 plus whatever your action is.
Ooh. 16.
Great, I rolled a 5, so yay. Go ahead and describe this to me.
So, because she's extra, Sailor Acelis does another aerial, whips out her coin purse from her backwards fanny pack, and then just starts pumping in yen into the soda machine, and it starts emptying all these sodas. It's just like spilling it out, and as it spills it out, it just like kind of crumples in on its own.
Yep, it does. Yeah, exactly. So like,
and the back flips back.
So like, all of the soda comes out of it, and then suddenly, and now there's just like soda cans and bottles of water and bottles of and cans of coffee and stuff, just like all over the ground. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a Japanese vending machine. Yeah. And so then it's got. And then at that point, it realizes that, like, it's totally imbalanced because, like, without the weight of all the stuff in it, it can't support the tuning fork arm, so it just falls over.
Yay.
And it is defeated. It falls over and just, like, disintegrates beautifully.
I want to try and kick these cans towards the remaining Yoma to cause it to trip
and
fall. Oh,
can I collect all the coffee first, though?
So you're collecting coffee. Go ahead.
Can I freeze my kick as it happens? So I'm making these very explosive cans that I'm sending over.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So you're gonna as you're kicking, imbue them with like extreme ice power so that they'd explode. Like if you put a can of soda in.
Wow. Very good. Yes. Nice.
Okay. I like it.
All right. So I'll just use my freezing glass.
Do your mic for that, and then I'll let you also add your freezing glass. To that.
Ooh, that has no mods. It's a so my mic.
Just sparkle power.
Yeah. Real nice. And you roll a d12 with that, and you add a 1 to it because your mic is
all right.
Currently boosted by Tuxedo Mask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 8.
Eight. I rolled
plus
a 1.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please describe how the German singing sensation goes down.
So Sailor Perlara is kind of like really kicks up. She's got those really nice high boots. So she's like, she kicks up a leg and she goes, freezing blast kick. And you just see like, and like as these cans like move towards this lederhosen Yoma, they kind of like, they all start. Like, I think, like, 3 cans, all of a sudden you'll see, like, 3 different cans start pop, pop, pop at the feet of the Yoma, and it's just like, whoa! And just,
yeah, it does, and it just goes like, whoa! And then it also disappears into a bunch of sparkles.
Wow. I'm surprised it actually disappeared in sparkles. I thought all this time they were murdering Yoma left and right and not talking about the bodies, but here we are.
Very easy
Archie
cleanup.
Archie collects her yen, which oh my gosh. Awesome. Just puts them back into her coin purse and puts them back into her.
Yeah, and Pom Pom helps you with that.
Aww.
Yeah. Can I roll something to see if I get any specific or different psychic energies?
Go ahead and roll that with intellect for me, let's say.
Nice. I'm going to pick up all the Melon Fanta.
I'm gonna not drop
I'm gonna
it off
pick up the pineapple Fanta. Yeah. So it's a 12
pineapple
Fanta.
So it's not going
to
taste like
you rolled a 12 and your other thing.
Oh no, not my other thing, sorry.
That's yeah, so whatever your intellect modifier is, which for you,
no,
it is a D10, yeah. So.
An 8 altogether.
8 altogether, great. I rolled a 5. So you do get the sense that you are very near the gate of time, and you don't know if that's because you're like really vibing with all the energy that's going on here, or because Sailor Pluto is literally standing right in front of you.
Dang. Did you see us take down those two Yoma, Sailor Pluto?
I did, future guardians. I knew that someone would have to come to Small Lady's aid. And now, after seeing you,
she does talk like that.
I'm convinced that you are the ones who are meant to travel back to the past and save Small Lady's future.
She calls us future guardians.
That's it.
To save all of our future, the answer lies deep in the past. And she kind of like floats practically like towards the gate of time.
Yeah.
There she goes.
You are so perplexing to me. What do you eat?
Time.
As someone who is suspended in a place that time cannot touch, I need neither food nor sleep.
Wow.
I just wait and watch.
You're like your own ecosystem.
If that is the way that your scientists understand it, then yes. So she like waves the garnet rod in front of like the gate of time, and you guys see a vision of where you guys are going to go, and you see it looks like Juban, which is a district in Tokyo.
Hey, I remember that from history class.
Sailor Guardians, you must go back to where it all began.
Dang.
And you guys step through the Gate of Time, and you are standing in front of Juban Middle School.
Ooh. Are we appropriately attired?
Yeah.
In, 1992. Oh, no, you're still definitely in your Sailor Guardian outfit.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, we should change back.
Yeah,
really
we should
quick.
Change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess so we reverse.
Yes.
As
you're like you're untransforming, it's like as if you like just the presence of Sailor Guardians at all like made his spider senses tingle or something.
Max.
Because as you're untransforming, like again, like a rose comes like flying down at your feet. Only this time it's definitely real. It's no longer a hologram.
Is it bad to have a crush on him in this era?
And then in the tree above you. So there's like trees and stuff outside of the middle school, and you guys are like very, you know, intelligently changing to look like normal human beings, and you guys are in clothing now that looks appropriate for the time.
I'm wearing those nice pink overalls.
Overalls, like donut sleeves.
Yeah. Fashion, you know, just comes back.
Yeah exactly.
Giant
exactly.
Shoulder pads. Yeah.
But from up in the trees, you hear, chains do not suit beautiful maidens. Villains and violent dogs are the only thing that need to be chained up.
What is he even talking about?
Excuse me, sir. We are not the...
I thought that... never mind. And he just, like, flips his cape and disappears because he thought you were Sailor Guardians and then you, like, weren't. And so he got very confused.
Come back!
Bye, Felicia.
All right, and
you know,
you're going to
get... Time paradoxes aside, it's a nice
You're
fantasy.
Now going to get +1 to all checks using Charisma.
Yay!
+1 to Charisma. You still have your +1 to Might, but now you have a +1 to Charisma as well.
Woohoo!
All right, so here you are in front of Juban Middle School.
Well, guys, I feel like if it affects Small Lady, then probably we should find the Stella Scouts and her friends, and then we'll figure out where she is as well.
Well, we could go to the old address that all of our history books had where...
the arcade or the house?
What?
The arcade or the house?
The arcade?
The arcade?
Psyche, which one are you feeling most
energy towards?
Surely you can pick up on Small Lady's waves.
Roll your action with intellect. As your modifier.
Dim waves, though.
Dim waves.
Math. 14.
Yay. Okay, so you get the sense that it would be more beneficial for you to go to the arcade rather than your house.
We're going to the arcade!
All right!
All right, so you guys are all making...
You're finally going to see the arcade.
Yeah.
I never go.
Is Pom-Pom appropriately excited to maybe meet Artemis and Luna?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to see the arcade my whole life.
The arcade.
Isn't that where the hideout of the original Sailor Guardians was?
Yes. Yes.
Depending on the version. Sometimes
it's a karaoke studio.
Young Ami's going to be there.
Maybe.
You should ask her out.
Yes, we can't make the time paradox. Just had this conversation 2 minutes ago.
We have to be cool, guys. Just be chill.
Okay. So you guys make your way to the Crown Arcade Parlor. And as you guys enter at the counter at the front is a very handsome young blonde man.
who you
recognize to be Motoki. You know that he was a good friend of... the Sailor Guardians back in the day. In fact, he survived the apocalypse and is now living a great life in Crystal Tokyo. He has, like, the most epic karaoke parlor ever there. And he's just, like, there's, like, beautiful, like, crystal turtle guard statues and stuff outside.
Glad you got the turtles.
Yeah.
Can I, this is going to sound weird, can I try and sense if he's my dad?
Oh yes, sure.
Oh. I don't know who my dad is.
Just go stand next to him.
Can I go stand next to him and gonna have the girls like nod if we look similar?
Okay, yeah. So you are gonna just go and stand.
I make it very normal.
Right. Like, okay. So first,
no, I like to go behind the counter.
Roll action for me as just like a stealth check.
Can I still be So wait, which one? My action?
Yeah,
I'd love to aid her.
Perfect. Yeah, so it's a 12 with your action modifier. Perfect.
I'd love to aid her by taking out a wrist guard that turns into like eyeglasses.
Absolutely.
To then compare their
patients. Yeah, you totally got it.
Yeah. A 9?
A time displaced hashtag human from the near future or the slightly less distant past, depending. It's made of Matt, Kaiju. And ninja, and it's the most type human ever.
Oh, okay, so it's a matte kaiju ninja.
Oh my god. Wow.
Why is matte in our
game?
Tight.
Since you donated that all in one, I'll save the abacus for another one.
All right.
I got a 9.
You rolled a 9. Great. Well, I only rolled a 3, so he's just like, he's really lost in thought right now. He's thinking about how... Right now, he's got this arcade parlor that he works at part-time, but he can't help but feel like maybe karaoke would be a better investment.
This is some hard...
He's not really sure. He does have a glass, like, terrarium on the counter with a newly purchased pet turtle.
So many turtles.
Ask him what the turtle's name is.
So I'm like, I kind of sneak behind it. I'm like...
Yeah, I'm going to put on my... Cool. Look at facial similarities.
Nice.
Yes.
Good upgrade.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. It'll be intellect, let's say.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. They look pretty similar to me.
16.
16.
Altogether.
Yeah, so you tell me, is it her dad or no?
I would like to
say I take them off very sadly.
Oh,
not this time.
But I'll find my dad.
But there's more.
There's more.
I'm sure
There's more men.
We're going to be checking every guy we come across in this sanctuary.
No, no. I just thought, I like arcades. A turtle is nice.
Just the really hot ones.
Yeah. Still
messed up hook.
Okay. He's close to the princess. My mom works for the princess. Maybe they met at one point. That's my logic. Maybe I'll find my dad.
Well, we can definitely keep trying.
But we should definitely be saving Small Lady. I'm sorry.
Does anybody see Ami anywhere?
I don't. We need to focus, guys.
Yeah, Ami's not at the arcade. She's definitely at, like, cram school or something.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here.
Search the arcade. Can we look around?
Let's go to the video game that we talked about.
We're just going to ignore poor Motoki.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Hi, Motoki.
We're friends of Usagi. Have you seen her?
No, have you seen her?
She hasn't
been around in days.
Have you seen Shibuya?
Who?
All right.
Local asshole Mamoru Chiba.
Mamoru. Yeah, I mean, he's like one of my best friends. Yeah. But we've all been really sad because Usagi's been missing for 3 days.
3 days?
Oh, that's not great.
Yeah, she hasn't come in at all. And every time Mamoru tries to go to her house to check on her, her parents are real weird. Like, they won't let him see her.
That guy sounds like a big clue to us.
Yeah, that sounds real fishy.
Yeah, I've really been wanting to give her back her cool pen that she left here.
Oh! This guy's mad!
We are going to take this pen and give it to
We will totally give it to Usagi for you.
Yeah, know where she lives.
I mean, maybe if you guys haven't had a chance to try to convince her parents to let you in yet, then you can change their mind.
I have a good feeling that we'll be able to change her parents' mind. And don't worry, we're gonna make sure she's safe.
And definitely get this pen. We're not gonna use it for anything.
Nothing else. It'll be just use for that.
For writing.
Yes. I mean, it's just a pen. Nope. There's nothing special about this pen.
We should go.
We're making this just suspicious.
Yeah. You got so much more than the arcade going on.
Yeah.
Maybe cool it with the turtles and you'll get a girlfriend. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
You think so?
I think so.
Did you hear that, Kamikichi?
Never mind.
Okay. Kamikichi. Well, I hope that you guys get to see Usagi.
Us too.
Yeah.
Should we check out the lair? Yes. The lair?
We're here. I mean, do you remember the password from history class?
You have to play the video game.
Well, you have yen.
I do, but I don't know if it's going to work here.
We can try.
Future yen.
We've got 10 minutes to burn. Let's do it.
Motoki, can you change our yen into modern yen?
Hashtag you miss Jack in the Box.
Like the hamburger with the toy.
That made me hungry.
That is subject to interpretation.
The lamb, the mystery.
All right. Awesome.
So who here has a really good action?
I've got 10 action.
I've got 8.
I've got 6.
Well, looks like I have the best action.
Yep. Do you want to try?
I
guess I'll have to play video games.
Here's the sequence. And if you need it.
You can do it. We believe in you.
All right.
All right.
Up, down,
I'll give you an extra D4 because she gave you the correct sequence.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Archie.
All right, let's roll. Ooh.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh.
Well, we're open this shit right
now. Oh, my gosh. So, 22.
Dang. I only rolled a 13, and that was pretty good.
She just punches this and opens it up.
It's like a montage. So, yeah,
describe to me what happens.
All of a sudden, it's like, you see an Ira that you've never seen before. She's now, as soon as her hands, like, kind of start touching the buttons and, like, the joystick, she's now in this zone and she's like expelling confidence that you've never seen. And she's like, yeah. And you just see like the lights, you see like there's like a shot of like her, the lights flashing on her face, all the other girls kind of like slowly like leaning and watching. And she's just like, she's beating all the high scores too.
To finish off this, I hashtag you my Pokemon Weezing.
All right, Weezing.
So yeah, she's just beating all the high scores. And then she gets to the end and she types in the code. Uh-huh. And.
Wow, Ira, you're so confident.
Good, Ira! I dab sweat off her brow. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. That was the first time I really felt like I believed in myself and that I could do something to help the team.
That was amazing. Yeah. You should be very proud of yourself.
You should be playing,
I'm going to put you in my daily log.
So yeah, the arcade machine like moves out of the way, and you guys just like just
and nobody else notices.
He's so focused on his turtle.
Plausible deniability. It's part of the senshi power that you guys have in you.
Yeah,
it's
cloaking. Like,
people, it's cloaking. Yeah. If you guys have ever seen Cute Hired Defense Club Love, they explain it very well. It's just like you have scrambled faces. Nobody knows who you are.
Mosaics.
So yeah, you guys make it into the hideout of the Sailor Guardians. And as you guys arrive in there, you notice that basically everybody except Usagi is there. They're all like in there. But they don't notice you immediately because they're all like playing games on Game Boys.
We've read about these in class.
Hello, Sailor Senshi. What's going on over here?
Masters Mount.
All of you roll in action. including you, Astrid.
Okay.
And if you roll higher than all of them, then they don't come around.
Ooh. Do I have my modifier?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, guys. It's not going to well for you.
Okay.
Yeah. 11.
11.
Okay.
13.
Oh!
All right.
7.
7.
We hired matching rolls.
The only one of you that actually beat her score is Mara. So, Mara, what do you do?
Okay. So I basically tackle her and come on. I'm like, no, shh, quiet, we have to be cool. We have to be chill,
I don't understand why.
All right, so they're all like playing video games.
Huddle. Okay, how do we handle this? We don't want to do a time paradox. They can't know that something is wrong, but then they kind of know something's wrong because Usagi is missing.
Why don't we tell them that Queen Serenity sent us in the past to help them with this problem?
Yeah, because
you mean tell them the truth?
It happened before, like 4 times.
But don't tell them that something's wrong with Small Lady.
No.
But maybe that we're just here for training?
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to meet them in the past as part of a book report.
Oh, that's good. And then we have to interview Usagi, so we should find her immediately.
Field experience and training in general.
Wow.
Astrid, I'm sorry for tackling you.
I guess that was the way. I don't know why we need this convoluted plan, because I clearly am possessed. But let's do this plan also.
Well, Archie, you're the most articulate, so you're in charge.
Young Ami is here.
Uh-oh.
I'll do my best.
And then ask her out. Sorry, right, so all they, push her in the direction of the rest of the Senshi.
I'm so intrigued by this game. I don't quite understand.
I'm Archie!
Oh no.
Great.
That's a mistake.
Hi, we're in training, Guardian Sailor.
Oh,
you're...
We all try to strike a pose.
Ami, Mercury Sailor. Yes? Wait, how do you know that I'm Sailor Mercury?
She collects herself. We're Sailor Guardians in training. We were sent from the past by Sailor Venus to learn from you and to aid you in any way that you need.
Wait, I have like a totally important job in the future and I sent you to the past?
Yeah, well, you're a teacher.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, teachers are very important. Mm-hmm. All of you are teachers.
Teachers, huh? I wanted to be an idol.
But you're a BAMF in the future, that's all that matters.
A what?
You're Mara's idol.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess as long as I have some adoring fans.
Each of you are idols in, you know, your own way to each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ami.
Hello.
Show her your glasses.
I made these. It's a wristband that then expands into a visor like yours.
Oh, this is very good work.
She's gonna faint, isn't she? So we are from the future, as she kind of explained. And
we need to talk to Usagi.
Do you know where she is?
Well, we wanted to speak to all 5 of you, and we only see that there's 4 of you here.
Usagi?
We're great at math.
Top notch.
You know, come to think of it, Mrs. Makoto.
She's so tall and beautiful.
We haven't seen her in maybe 3 days. Have we left this room in 3 days?
It all started happening when we got this new Game Boy game.
Can I immediately overreact and try to like smash them out of everyone's
Absolutely.
Hand?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Ooh. This is gonna go very well. 14.
Yeah, you totally do it. So yeah. So Makoto is like looking at her Game Boy, trying to assess like what's going on, and then you're able to swoop in and tell me what you do.
So I swoop in and I whack it out of her hand and it bounces on the ground and the screen cracks immediately and you can see all the plasma kind of leaking.
Inside. Exactly, oh. And as that plasma
but
is...
But I hold her hand.
Yeah, you hold her hand.
You're totally holding her hand. So you guys are having a moment, but that leaking
plasma, though, starts to materialize out of the ground and it's just like... Hey, baby!
This is the most annoying sound I've ever heard in my life.
For sure.
It's almost too positive.
It's just like, it's like a dog with really like patchwork fur, like it looks like part Shiba Inu and part Klikai, and then but it has like a very jovial open face with kind of square rimmed glasses. Yeah, baby! Tight. Oh, you know what would be awesome? Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's say this thing as fast as possible.
Magnificent! Oh my god.
It's so annoying, I hate it.
I am so happy!
All right, girls, let's show these guardians what we can do.
All right.
Sailor Guardians in training, transform!
Do the quick version.
Yeah, right. It's the quick version. It's like a mosaic split screen kind of thing. You see like one person's feet and then like the other person's shoulders and then the other person gets their tiara.
And the bow.
And then you all end in your great group pose.
That looks like Matt. Is it a sonic attack?
I'm constantly laughing bobblehead, okay?
Yeah, so many Matt yo. I think this situation calls for birds. Astrid.
Yeah!
It's time to kill this thing. I know it's... And at this point, I know it's murder, so let's just do it.
Yeah, can we get a Sailor Zephyrus?
I try to cast my...
anti-murder, really.
My Swift Celestial Whirlwind again. So let's see if that works first.
Okay.
Is this one and another four.
Okay. I love that we've all made the choice to be in love with one of those entities.
That's me, and that's 12.
Great, I only rolled a 10, so describe this to me, and you gotta yell out your attack to use it.
Swift Celestial Whirlwinds! And the whirlwind goes and wraps up the Maticus Rex.
Maticus! That's it, Maticus.
And it just slams him on the ground a couple times. I just yell, be quiet, don't say positive things for no reason! It has a meaning then!
It just like whirlwinds him out of existence.
So is it like a giant dog with Matt's face?
Yeah,
or does it have like an abacus on it?
No, it's like a giant, that one's just a giant dog with Matt's face, but as he like whirlwinds out, you see that like also out of the plasma and the brokenness of the Game Boy climbs out another creature. This one is floating because it's like a wheezing from Pokemon. And it's got like that poison symbol on it. But where it would normally have a chest is just like an abacus. So one of those things for like math accounting.
Hang on, we're not that good at math. 1, 2, yep. 3, 4.
And it, but then like for a head, so it's got like a sort of like... gaseous, wheezing sort of body it has, but then like a solid abacus in the middle of it, and then its head is a closed jack-in-the-box right now.
Oh, gosh.
Don't worry. I got this. I'm gonna make you feel how I feel when I do math. Glimmer Confusion!
All right. Awesome. Go ahead and roll that attack for me.
So
I'm glad someone's concentrating on the one-liners. I feel ashamed.
That's a 12.
12, great. I rolled a 9, so describe it to me.
Okay.
One-liners.
So the ground shakes, and it causes the abacus beads to start moving in all directions, messing up all the calculations it was doing.
Ooh.
And then 1d6 for
damage.
That is Ooh, a five.
Awesome. Yeah, so as it's, the abacus beads are just like going crazy, it's getting shook from side to side to side. The jack-in-the-box head pops out of it. It also just looks like a mat for no reason. And then he, or like a sprightly young Cuban boy, let's say, for anybody who doesn't know what mat is. And then it just like topples forward and it goes tight. And both of the Yoma have been defeated.
Yay! Yay.
And the other guardians then there are like, wow, you guys really are sailor guardians.
Yes, we are.
Well, we
yes,
learned we from are. The best. Yes, all of you. Especially you, Ami.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm making some positive contributions to society in the future by educating other young girls to do good things. Thank you for saving us. I think that we would have just stayed here playing this video game forever. I'm so intrigued. It's all based around human interaction. I normally don't play Otome games, but this one fascinated me for some reason. They were giving away these free Game Boy cartridges at a concert.
A concert? What kind of concert?
Yes, what kind?
It was like this totally hot idol group with these four guys.
Wait,
what? They were so beautiful.
Were they BTS? We read about those in history class too.
What's a...
Oh, or maybe
okay, that's not yet. That's not yet. Believe me, when you see BTS, you'll know. But do you know the group's name or?
Yes, I believe, and it's like Ray is like having a very like serious moment where she's trying to remember. There was something familiar about them. They called themselves the Pandemic Four.
I don't
think
we know
what this is.
I don't know.
Okay. They sang a lot of songs about rocks. I don't know rocks. Why anybody would be so interested in songs that are all just about gemstones. You know, now that I think about it, it really doesn't make any sense at all.
If, unless they're looking for the imperial silver crystal like everyone else always is, constantly.
Or maybe a rainbow crystal.
That's it.
Ah, yes.
That has to be it. They must be after the silver crystal.
Well, we better hurry to Usagi's fast.
Yes, we
Well,
did.
They have a concert tonight.
Mm. Oh, what do time? You have any extra tickets? Or is there a way that we could win?
Well, we do have that pin.
If
only we had a pin that could transform ourselves into any outfit.
The show is totally sold out. How about this? We'll go in because we have tickets to the show. And then you guys can find a way to sneak into the facility and see if you can find Usagi.
Why don't we go in with your tickets and you find Usagi outside and find Usagi?
Go ahead and roll.
Oh, yeah, get your charisma going.
I mean, we're youths.
So that, wait, is that 12 plus the...
Plus your charisma modifier.
Plus one, yeah.
Listen, I may not be good with people, so...
Plus one.
Okay, that's 7.
Yeah, I rolled a 14, uh-huh. So they will be going to the concert.
I tried. People don't like me. I don't understand
Listen,
why.
We may have finally realized that this is obviously some crazy Dark Kingdom plot, but we still totally want to see the band.
Awesome. Well, we're teenagers.
Different. Very different as a teenager. Yeah.
Well, this is obviously going to be a really good training exercise for us to be able to get into the concert on our own.
Yeah. Should we leave right now?
Should we go check on Usagi?
Well, it sounds like
Is
we're
there enough
see
time
her
to do that
between now and the concert?
The concert starts in about 45 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to the concert. Well,
let's go to that concert and let's take that magical pen with us.
So the girls all like, you know, break up their Game Boy cartridges and are like they're all getting ready to go to the concert because for whatever reason they've just been like camped out in the hideout for days, so they're just kind of like freshening up because you know they've just been giving all of their energy to a Notome game.
Yeah. Is Pom Pom getting along with Artemis and Luna?
Oh yeah,
is Luna
yeah.
there?
Luna's there.
Okay,
yeah, she's very worried about Usagi also.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry, Sailor Guardians. We would all die for the royal family, right?
Yeah,
Sophia.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Give our lives. Blood, chaos, all that.
And then it'll never have to come to that point. Not if we keep our ducks in a row.
That's right.
But if it did, we would totally die.
Mara's very enthused.
Yeah.
Well, that's really great. We all would do anything to protect Usagi also. Mm. So I think together we're going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Slow. Oh, right.
Yeah.
So everybody just high fives.
We gotta do it, friendship.
And then there's another eye catch, commercial break.
Yes,
yes. Another eye catch, and we are back. You guys are in front of the concert venue. Yeah, so you're already in front of the concert venue. What's your plan?
Are we untransformed at this point?
Yeah, you're untransformed. Okay. You're in, like, your regular teen clothes.
So remember when we were talking earlier about a rope and a leaf? We could try that again.
True. We have this pen. I mean,
or, we don't yes, perhaps ourselves. We could disguise ourselves as some really beautiful roadies.
Why don't we?
Those are popular during this time, right?
We've already been naked in two transformation sequences. Maybe not roadies. Opening act, great.
As an opening act, a new girl band. Can you guys sing?
Well, we won't have to sing. We'll just
disguise ourselves and get in. Yeah. I'm really good at singing death metal. I don't know. I know I don't strike you as the kind of person who'd be into that.
Oh, like baby metal?
Yes.
Okay. I would be on board.
I love metal. That vintage kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what kind of rock
like
music
classical
the
music.
Pandemic form makes, yeah. But I think classical. We could be look like baby metal, all of us together. And the manager, maybe there's a couple of them, and then see if we can get in.
Well, let's see. They sing about rocks. Hmm. I think metal, yeah, metal's our best choice.
I think the game is a yourselves into a metal band.
Yes.
Baby metal.
But like baby metal.
But like baby metal. Like, so like metal. Super kawaii.
Yes. Yes.
Super
yes.
Baby metal. Like what we arrived in.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. But like with more like red and black plaid.
Yeah.
And all access badges. We must also
yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
VIP all access, star access.
Perfect. So yeah, you have the sky pen, so you are able to do it, and you guys look like a 1992 version of baby metal.
Is this backwards?
Yeah. Yeah, and you all have all access badges on, and so you go up to the security, and they're like, hey, wait a second here. You got them all access badges. You guys with the band?
Well, we're Baby Senshi. We're the opening act.
Baby Senshi. Indeed, it's a last-minute change. You didn't hear about it because you're too low on the pay scale.
Baby Senshi. Man, first it was that crazy opening act that they changed it to with that sad girl with the weird harp thing, and now you guys? I don't know what's going on anymore. Go on,
that's
in.
The music industry.
So yeah, you guys are able to get in.
All right, we're in.
You're immediately lost.
We did it.
Stage.
Yeah, so you're like in the like underground areas of like a big arena.
Pom Pom, you're a dog with an excellent sense of smell. Yeah. Who knows what the royal family smells like?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can you help us find where Usagi might be if she were here?
Of course.
Yeah, Pom Pom, you're really good at this. You should give yourself some modifiers.
You're a dog.
You're a dog. You're a dog.
Plus 1d4 for being dog.
Oh yeah, he has no problem.
Yay!
I get the sense that she's definitely in here somewhere. I'm just not really entirely sure why. Seems like an odd place for somebody to disappear to.
Maybe she was kidding.
That's a good boy, Pom Pom.
Give him a treat.
Scooby's there.
Drink. Yeah, he eats it. He loves it. For a minute, he's just like totally a dog.
All right.
Yeah, and so he's able to kind of like pick up on her scent. And he's just like sniffing, and the trail goes to basically one of the green rooms underneath the venue.
Okay.
Mara, kick down the door.
We should listen at the door first.
I agree with Astrid here. Maybe we should try the handle first.
You yelled at me before last time I did this.
We're psychic.
I don't want to be attacked.
How many people's psychic energy do you sense in this room?
I have that power we forget about all the time.
Yeah.
I'll kick the next door.
So it's intellect for your skill, for your staff that you're using to add to your d12
roll. Okay. Seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I rolled a 4. So, you totally sense... what you sense
from in there is it's almost like you're more of like an empath than like strictly a psychic right now. What you're feeling is absolute despair. But you know this to be the room that Pom Pom picked up on the Future Queen scent.
I can't tell how many people are inside, but whoever is inside, and if it is a past version of Queen Serenity, then she's in trouble, so we have to get in there.
All right.
Can I kick open the door now?
Should we transform first, guys?
Oh,
yeah,
that's okay.
All right,
all
right.
All right, are you going to try the door?
But you can
handle?
Go first, Mar.
Here we go.
try the door.
Are you kicking in the door?
No, I'm transforming first.
Oh, you're going to transform. Great.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Eris, crystal power, make up!
Awesome. So, yeah, you've transformed.
Okay. And then now I go to make the motion to kick open the door, but then I try the doorknob first.
very dramatic. Go ahead and roll your action for me with your might, please.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty good for you.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, right? Action? Wait, is that the action?
So you roll a d12 plus the d10.
I gotcha.
Whatever you
okay,
roll on
so that's math. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Great.
13.
So the door seems like maybe it was locked, but because of your just like bounding energy in your body and maybe it's just your sheer determination. You had intended to kick in the door and that like intent transfers into the door handle and you're able to just pull down on it forcefully and it opens.
Perfect. Cool. Hey guys, it was open.
Okay.
Well, for you.
Easy.
Great. Let's go inside.
You guys walk inside, and what you see is somebody who resembles the queen that you know. She's younger, and she's transformed into Sailor Moon, but it's not any of the versions of Sailor Moon that you guys know her to have like successfully been. She has her outfit looks a little more girly and frilly. She's got on like tall white boots and she has like a little tiara like on her head for some reason. And she also has a harp, but it looks sort of like, imagine if a Casio keyboard was a harp.
Oh no! Soggy, what have they done to you?
A key harp?
Guys, I've heard a legend about this version of Usagi.
Yes.
It is her despair version. She's given up all hope and she may...
And she's just like terrible. Sadly playing this harp.
Isn't she extremely dangerous as well?
In this version, yes, she is. We must tread very carefully when we talk to her about...
Should we maybe try to get the instrument away?
Should the rest of us transform?
Usagi! Yes.
Maybe we should all transform.
The rest of us transform.
Sure. Usagi.
Oh.
Acellus, star power makeup!
Yeah. And Terry's star power makeup!
Zephyrus, crystal power makeup!
Usagi, what happened to you?
Ira, transform!
Maybe she can see reason!
That is Ira, transform!
That is what this body was once called.
What is it called now?
Only Serenity.
Oh no,
that's not too bad.
The princess of the doomed Moon Kingdom.
Nope, not doomed. We are
living proof that that is not true.
We're Sailor Guardians in training.
Yeah, there's a really cool school we went to learn how to do this.
If anything, by our very existence, it means that you win. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't despair. Be happy. It's okay. What's the point?
Can I take my fingers and force her to smile?
You can try.
We're all gonna die in a bunker.
What am I rolling for that?
Roll your... I'll let you do action as your modifier with that one.
14.
I rolled a 15. Oh! So as you go and you like put your hands on like the side of her mouth to make her smile, she just like looks at you with very like ice cold eyes and raises her hand and
she's not a good idea.
She's going to attack you.
Just 20 D20s over there.
Yeah.
We have to respect people's space.
Look, we're in training.
Okay, go ahead and roll your might for me. So it's a d12 plus your might modifier.
It's whatever your might you roll with.
I got a 4.
Yeah, I got a 14. So let's see how much damage you're going to take. Only 2, so that'll just knock out the 2 points of damage you have from your armor still. So now you're into your hit points.
Okay, all right. Ira sees us and goes, the Serenity I know would never attack anybody, not even her future guardians. And so then I finally transform.
She was waiting
along
for
along the party. Polaris star power make up!
All right, so you transform.
Guys, I feel like we're not going to reach her with words. We need to find out who did this to her.
She can't seem to be reasoned with.
Yeah, but we can't defeat the future queen. Then what happens to the timeline?
I think we got the hint earlier about this rock band.
If you only we knew
what was going on. Serenity, I know you just hit me, but who's your manager?
Yikes.
Manager?
Yeah.
I forced my way in here. Tonight, I'll play one final song before causing the destruction of everything.
Okay, so we gotta take her down. Yeah. We gotta take her down, beat her down, and then maybe we can talk to her. Well, Mara?
I beat the queen. Sailor, I can't hurt
it
Eris.
All began when I got this video game.
There we go.
There we go.
You gotta wait for that.
Oh,
sentence.
Thank goodness.
I saw in the game what would happen even if I was reunited with my Endymion. It would all end in sadness. Again.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Princess Serenity, can I see that video game? I love video games. And I'm very good at them.
She just hands you the Game Boy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Crack that sucker open.
I wanna scan it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanna go
do
ahead
some
and
science.
Do
it.
What if she gets a
scan?
So intellect?
Yes, intellect, please.
Don't crit fail. Don't crit fail.
Do not.
I know, this is not the time to try.
Jesus. 5. That's okay, I rolled a 2. So you're able to do it. So as you're scanning it, basically you lock in on a replay where basically you see in this Otome game, if you go down the like character who looks like Endymion storyline, like she just made every wrong choice and got the sad, sad ending.
It is in the history books that she sucks at video games.
Here, maybe I can play it and show her that positive ending.
I'm gonna try and give this
36-hour Otome game like nobody's business.
From my scan, I want to give her the cheat sheet for all of the positive
options.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can roll an extra D4
to my action,
Ira, for your action.
Perfect. Yep. So right there's here's my 4, and then here's my
12.
My 10. Perfect.
Saw that
face. Here we go. Yeah. Oh. Hey, worst case scenario, we break it open and defeat whatever's
inside.
Oh. 7.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, yikes.
Wow.
So you're trying to play, but as you're playing, you can tell that like this game is starting to drain your energy. Like there is no. There's no way to have happy endings in this game.
This is the worst game ever.
The endings are just sad enough that you're like, maybe if I try again, I'll get a happier ending.
Do we have communicators the same way that the...
Yeah, absolutely.
So can I try to use the communicator to call to the other Sailor Scouts? Because we know that they're around.
Oh, nice. Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you can totally you can totally interface with them. So you can reach them. What do you want to say?
Come back, Sage, we need help. We found her soggy and she's real sad.
Hi,
Sailor Venus.
It's me. Photo.
Right, we're on our way.
Great.
And Sailor Venus is going to use her Venus compact to transform them all into
bring tuxedo masks.
Like really small security guards.
Nice. He's definitely running with some
super
tree.
Cute. Yeah,
so they all come running in and they look like Secret Service. Like black suits and like sunglasses.
Like earpieces.
For some reason, yeah, they have earpieces. They're like, we heard that there was a problem here. Usagi!
Yeah, she's not going to talk to you right now. Yeah. I think what we do with this game is break it open and defeat the demon inside.
I agree with Astrid. Yeah, I mean, Sailor Zephyrus.
There we go.
Smash it. All right. Maybe if we combine our powers, we can release whatever's inside of this game.
Yeah. Oh. Let's do it. Let's do that one.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll have a Sailor Aeris just like
I can use my strength. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Has knives. I mean,
I'm really impressed. It looks like you managed to get into this door that was kind of locked.
Yes. Well, you know, grip strength. Sailor Very
Venus
important.
Complimented
you. I'm trying to be cool.
All right. So you're all going to combine your powers then?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to form Voltron.
Perfect. Great. So everybody, like, focuses their powers, and they, like, call out to their planet guardians. And then from within the game emerges, like, a very, voluptuous lady.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of made that.
Oh, little sailor guardians, my name is Torite, and I am here to cause the destruction of your beautiful future. Prince Damond hired me to ensure that Usagi and her dear sweet Mamoru, Queen Serenity and King Endymion, would never become one, so that brat small lady could never travel to the past and save the future. And you're all trying to get in my way. Yes, time travel is very complicated like that. But.
Well, you've been found out by us, the future Sailor Guardians.
And your future ends here.
Dude, a one-liner.
Do we get a bonus if we give a really good one-liner? Right.
I think your watch is broken.
Any other powers that the chat room wants to unlock for us?
Right, because we got a boss.
Yeah, we need some abilities, please.
Guys. To roll your action for me.
Okay.
So roll a 12 and your action to see if you can dodge her attack.
Okay.
15.
10.
10.
9.
Mm-hmm. 17. 17. All right. So as she's like charging up, Sailor Acelis, you've already calculated what you've already calculated what the trajectory of her attack is going to be, so you managed to get out of the way. The rest of you are all going to take 5 points of damage.
Okay. Oh, so what? How do we?
So first it'll be
the first three.
Yeah. So you're all transformed. So your first
and your first four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you all have 2 points of armor, or if you're Astrid, you have three because you have another attack. Okay. Astrid, you four. Have four.
Okay. And then we have.
And then you just get into your HP.
Okay.
Is that for
our
each
health
hit,
bubbles,
or is it going to keep on whittling down our HP each time?
It will now keep whittling down your HP now that your armor is blasted through.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what that means.
Okay, so these are your armor points. So the armor is on one side.
Yeah, so it's all gone now.
Yeah, so the armor is all gone. So then you all have your HP, which you can see.
Your health bubbles.
Yeah, your health bubbles.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah. So you're in your health bubbles.
So you just only one.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so she, So she's like, Maiden Heartache! And you all just like immediately get hit with waves of sadness and despair.
My dreams.
All right.
My dreams.
Oh, well, if I'm gonna fight feelings with feelings. And I wanna do a shining twilight flame to fill her with an impending sense of doom.
All right, go for it.
So, shining twilight flame, which is a 12, right? Plus a 4.
This is very upbeat for
battle.
This is very happy. This is very cheerful for this battle.
I got an 11.
Uh-huh. 11, great. So did she. So reroll.
Oh,
ooh.
Uh-oh.
Get her.
Oh.
Come on.
Get her.
Oh my god.
Math, another 11.
Okay, great. She only rolled a 5.
Yay!
So, yeah, you are able to hit her. So describe what happens.
So I throw my hands forward, I go shining twilight flame. I shoot the flames out of my hands at her, and as they engulf her, we watch her sort of crumble into herself a little bit as this impending sense of doom settles into her body.
No.
And then she gets 1d6.
I'm seeing happy endings.
She gets 5 damage.
Nice.
Dang.
Awesome. Yeah, nice.
Dang, good.
Yeah.
Finally, Sailor Acelis yells out, "Love is blind, and so will you be!"
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a +1 for that.
And a deep aqua mist!
Nice.
A very Ami power.
Yeah. So 14. Awesome, she rolled an 11, so
nice.
Describe it for me.
Ooh.
Okay, so with, remember, if you gave damage just one two. More person $25, they would get a new power and a plot point.
Yeah. Oh,
chat. Nice.
Out of, it's like this swirling water attack. It's a darker deep blue color than
right.
Ami does have.
yeah, and a little more like, kick behind us.
Yeah. And then it looks like this mass of water, but then it does a 2-pronged attack right into her eyes.
Oh, nice.
Like splashing it out. And 2 damage with a possibility
of blindness. Odds or evens?
Even.
Odds. She is unfortunately not blind.
Darn it.
All right, but she's hurting. She's hurting for sure.
I think it's time to chill out.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes. I'll give you a +1 for that.
Yeah. No, I'm going to call all my Arnold Schwarzenegger puns.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to use Icy Mist Frost. D4. All right, here we go.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, ooh. No. That was a 2. Oh, actually a 3 with my added points.
3. Great. Yeah, that is not going to hit. As she's like flailing around, like trying to get control of her eyesight again, she sees just in time the like frost
icy
coming
blades,
at
yeah.
her and very like gracefully kind of like dances herself out of the way.
No, I'm letting the team down.
Fine, here is $25 hashtag Ira.
Oh, yay!
So Ira, you have a new power.
I do!
You have a plot point.
Oh, yes. Oh, perfect.
And we only have about 10 minutes left.
We should go.
You should go.
I better go twice. I hold action.
You hold action.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go next. I'll use my plot point.
So yeah, so Ira, you just missed hitting her with your icy blast that you'd tried to get her with, and now she's laughing at you in a very anime villain way. She's like,
you see Ira, like her hands on the ground, and it's like a close up of her face, and she's like, "No, I'm letting the team down."
And then Pom Pom comes up.
He's like,
"You can
I'm being the sailor. I'm being the sailor guardian that my mom thinks I am. I'm a loser."
Ira, you're not a loser.
You've never been a loser.
Not at all. You're a sailor guardian just like us. We're a team.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You got this.
All right.
And then she's like,
Ira, believe in yourself.
And you just, yeah, it's like all this like power coming towards her. She's like, for the first time, I feel confident that I can truly be the Sailor Scout I'm supposed to be. All right. A new power's coming on to me. Glacial Wave Crash. Yeah. And all of her emotion and confidence just
comes
forms in
out.
A giant ice wave.
Uh-huh. And the wave just like approaches, as you say, it's like it's like a gradually growing. Like first you see just like a calm wave, and it expands, and it's like a giant like Naruto Straits kind of stuff. Like washes over the villainous Otome lady.
Torite.
And she gets totally like swept away in it. Oh no!
Yes,
I feel happiness. And then she also like exactly, and she like disappears into sparkles as the like frozen wave also forms like a heart shape. Wow.
Again, surprise, we didn't murder her. She exploded. That's weird.
People get murdered in crystal.
I know. Why do you keep on saying murder? What happens in Paris?
Has anything happened to Usagi?
Yeah. Now that has happened, she's like fainted.
Aww.
Does a video game break and then something like an egg falls out?
So the video game breaks open, but this time instead of it being like a yucky plasma, clearly Usagi had like the main one, and instead just like the blackness kind of like dissipates in it, and it forms like a heart, and then just like visions of a happy ending like waft over to where Usagi is sleeping, and you notice that she's like got a smile on her face and she seems very content.
All right, I feel like we did our job, guys. She's happy now. Chibiusa will be alive in our year. Decade.
She's not going to destroy the world.
Yay! Hopefully. We all kind of jump and pose.
I grab the harp and just throw it in the trash real quick.
The harp in the trash. Unfortunately, Ira, you also notice that as you were like leaving, you remember that Sailor Pluto gave you a key. So that you're able to just instantly transport back through time to the 30th century that you guys came from.
Whoa.
All right. I'm looking over the statistics of that fight, and we did amazingly well. Much better than we've ever done in the past.
Why, we've never even taken on like a real guardian baddie.
We're true sailor guardians now.
Yes, if you come to accomplish something amazing, girls, we're gonna go down in history. Just like I planned.
Can we get graded on this?
Well, graded us, so we did great.
Okay. I guess we're gonna have to find out.
Blink. I bet we can make this count as that cram session.
Ooh, good call.
Let's go back home.
All right, and as you raise your key in the air and you call out to Kronos, Father Time, to transport you back to the future, you notice that Usagi is awakening and all of her friends are around her and they have like a nice group hug moment and everything's gonna be okay. And as you're teleporting away,
I take a picture.
You see that the main act, the like boy band that everybody was coming to see, they walk in, and one of them's got kind of like short golden blonde hair. The other's got like very lovely, like long blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail. There's one with sort of like auburn wavy long hair.
Oh,
and another that's like,
sure, we should have stayed.
With like long silver hair.
Undo the
You're totally going back to the 30th century, and that is where we are going to end today.
Yay! Yay, yay, yay!
With the past protected, maybe?
For now!
We did our best, wink.
So thank you guys so much for joining us for our Sailor Moon RPG and for all of your generous contributions. We truly could not have won without you. That final plot point was essential. That first one was too, to really kick everything into action here. Before we say our goodbyes and have everybody move in here for our upcoming Jurassic Park RPG as our 90s night extravaganza continues here, Ashley, why don't we start with you? Where can people find you on the internet? What you got going on?
You can find me on YouTube and... Twitter and Instagram. Too. You find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ashley B. Robinson. I'm a big part of youtube.com/Jawin, J-A-W-I-I-M. We have new content almost every day. And please support the comic book that I co-wrote with Jason Inman, my partner at Jawin. It's called Jupiter Jet. You can get it on Amazon in the comic book stores right now. It stars a 16-year-old girl as a heroine. So you might like it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
All right.
You can find me on Twitch, Luva_do, and I'm also on Twitter. That's Lena A. Madrid. And I also work for Strawberry 17. Great channel. You should check that out.
So you've probably seen her in some of her videos.
Exactly.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, at I Am Chubby Bunny. I also have a weekly podcast called Senpai Buddies that is a comedy otaku podcast about the news, kind of. Comes out every week at senpaibuddies.com.
Emily?
You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at frankly_Emily and on Instagram with an extra underscore, and then catch me tomorrow night at 5 p.m. for blood-curdling Tales from the Loop.
Woo! Markia!
Okay, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Markia McCarty, MarkiaMccarty, and I'm here Monday night, 6 p.m. PT for 10 Candles, which is a tragic horror RPG.
It is very
so
sad.
It's completely different, but it is satisfying in its own way, very cathartic. And then also I do Marvel movie news. That's Tuesdays at 2 p.m. And you can catch me on Collider Heroes also. Just check out my stuff on my Twitter. I put everything there.
And guys, I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet wherever Emma Fifes are sold at my name. Catch me here on Hyper RPG doing all kinds of things, but be sure to come back tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time for Pencils and Parsecs. That is our Star Wars RPG, which I am on. And don't go anywhere because we have a totally awesome Jurassic Park RPG coming up, starring the cast of Thank You for Questing and GM'd by the wonderful Stephen Ray Morris. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment. It'll be just like this, but with dinosaurs.
Yeah!